This diagnosis is dictating on Lawrence Higley. Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. Lawrence Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, date of birth is Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, H as in house. Higley, date of birth 5-6-52, date of visit 4-1-25. Please make copy for Amy Zilkowski, P-A, Amy, A-M-Y. Zilkowski, Z-I-L-C-O-S-K-Y, Z-I-L-C-O-S-K-Y, Zilkowski, Amy Zilkowski, P-A. Dear Amy, thank you for sending Lawrence Higley for primary evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion. Was treated for pneumonia. Two weeks ago and was at Advent Hospital with shortness of breath. The patient had a chest CT done following admission, which showed, I'm sorry, chest CT done on 3/12/25 following admission, and it showed no pulmonary embolus. And the lungs demonstrated lower lobe bronchial wall thickening with post-obstructive airspace densities and consolidations at the left lung base, suggestive of bronchopneumonia or bronchiolitis. And there was no pleural effusion. There was cardiomegaly and dilatation of the ascending thoracic aorta measuring up to 4.4 centimeters. Period. The patient was treated with diuretics and was on antibiotic therapy. And subsequently, went home on O2, 2 liters nasal cannula, period. He has some leg swelling, and he has fatigue, and is orthopneic, unable to ambulate much, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for a benign brain tumor that was resected. He also had cataract surgery with implants, and he has an Inspire sleep device for which which he uses nightly for obstructive sleep apnea. I also had a prostatectomy for prostate cancer and a ventriculoperitoneal shunt on the right side. The patient has hypertension, previous myocardial infarction, obstructive sleep apnea, depression, and prostate cancer. Next, habits. The patient never smoked, no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies to amoxicillin, sulfa, ibuprofen, hydrocodone, aspirin, levoquin, and naproxen. Next paragraph. Let's see. Medications included Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID. And Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. And also Trintellix, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Let's see. Can you please add in the past history? The patient's past history also includes kidney stones and history of brown recluse spider bites in 06 and 2017. He has had elbow surgery following trauma. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of tuberculosis. Mother died of breast cancer. Next paragraph. System review of the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Yes, no glaucoma, but had cataracts. No urinary frequency or flank pains. Yes, hay fever and shortness of breath and occasional cough. No abdominal pains, heartburn. He has diarrhea. Yes, occasional chest pains, no jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains and leg swelling. He has anxiety and depression. He has easy bruising and he has joint pains in his hands and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, physical exam. Med list included amiodarone 400 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, Plavix 75 milligrams a day, Dapagliflozin 10 milligrams daily, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril, Entresto 24-26 milligrams BID, Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This elderly male who's averagely built, no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse is 56, respiration 16, temperature 976, weight is 172, saturation 90. HENT has non-cephalic, pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with few bibasal crackles and scattered wheezing bilaterally. Heart, the arrhythmias are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, omegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. Extremities revealed 3 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. No definitely skin lesions. Reflex is 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bibasal atelectasis with hypoxemia. Number two is obstructive sleep apnea. Number three is atrial fibrillation and ASHD with CHF. Number four is hypertension. Number five, diabetes mellitus type 2. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and also CBC and a complete metabolic profile. You will continue with the Eliquis 5 milligrams BID and Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID. And Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. A chest x-ray to be done for follow-up. And the patient will get me a copy of a sleep study. He was advised to lose weight and he may qualify to have a CPAP NAS nightly. We will arrange for a polysomnogram in case no significant reports are available. I'll make an addendum report in approximately 4 weeks after his evaluation. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy Zilkowski, Zilkowski. Amy Zilkowski. Also, can you add in the past medical history, the patient had DVT of the right leg and a history of chronic kidney disease and chronic atrial fibrillation. Please add that, please. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.